Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Bombas socks, to be as specific as can be. Bombasco them? Please say yes. But why experience all new socks? The ones I have already rocks. I highly doubt they're great like these. The ones that climb up towards your knees. The ones that stay down at your feet. The ones that feel your feet a treat. But why invest in those obscured by shoes and pants and clothes? Absurd. While seeing is believing, believe you me that we believe you'll see that feeling is relieving, B. And that feeling is so relieving, C. But if receiving doesn't give you glee, take pride in knowing that Bombas is a giving tree. For every pair or two or three you buy for him or her or me, they'll donate one or two or three to poverty, to those in need. Because of these Siamese, these comfy sweater for your feet are more important than imported shirts or pants or dress or belt or anything at homeless shelters. So that's our pitch and that's our plea. Just check them out and you will see no more bitching, honeycomb stitching, Prima cotton, good for running, good for walking. Get a pair of comfy something for your good for nothing cousin, for your tutor loving other. Nothing tops a stocking stuffer like a stocking mother. Fluffer. And right now, for a limited time, Bombas is offering our listeners 20% off your first order and free shipping. Just go to bombas.com/ifiwereyou. That's bombas.com/ifiwereyou. Let's get started. Part two of our episode with a very funny Ben Schwartz. Things got real.
She wants to meet in the middle. She wants to meet in the middle of us. You must be in quite a pickle. To if I were you, show at gmail.com. Chicken, a me will help you with whatever's going wrong. She wants to be in the middle. She wants to be in the middle of us. Solving your problems simple. Turn on the podcast and listen.
Stephen Mills.
Two, she wants to be in the middle song.
That's right.
Back-to-back episode.
Very fortuitous. Very, very, thank you to Alex Sexton was the last week's and Stephen Mills was this one. It was a catchy tune.
Yeah,
I guess.
Both of them were great, by the way.
Yeah, based on
Here comes Jake taking another piss. Here he comes.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you know him, you love him. Denim on top and denim on bottom. A song devised by Brian Husky from the UCB.
My socks are denim, my shoes are denim.
Here we go, baby. They all don't right. Call him the Denim Bandit because, you know, oh, God, someone's at the phone, the door. You going to get Jake?
Yeah. We can keep rolling.
All right, let's keep rolling. Jake's going to get the door.
All right, let's just get started. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by Ben. I'm Amir.
I'm Josh.
Not hosted by me. You said hosted by Ben.
Oh, we're going to leave the microphones here.
What?
This is take over.
It's sort of a baton passing.
Oh, right I now. Would change the show totally yeah. Then. I'd change the whole format. Everybody's in it. You guys would never be allowed on it again.
You would just talk about drumming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you put a cap on that? Look how close you are to hitting it over.
I'm not that close to it.
Are you crazy? You're playing with the devil. You're playing with...
Fire?
That's it.
Yeah, playing with fire. Ben was on our last episode. It ran a little long, so we're going to make it a two-parter.
Giant harmony. That would be three-part harmony, but it's fine.
I wanted to do it.
I want to be in the middle. Okay, I got a couple questions for you guys.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, no.
Wait, let me ask a question that'll set us off on a journey. An impressive journey. We need a guy's name.
By the way, we're supposed to write today. Three of us are supposed to write today. Uh-huh. And because we're doing this for 2 hours and change, there's no way we're going to write.
And the guy's name is...
It's a guy?
It's a guy.
You know him. You love him. Michael Boobleys.
Any relation?
To who?
To Donovan Boobleys. Ready?
Quick question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
How big is your TV at home?
Thought you were going to say penis.
Nice.
Do you guys talk about penis size and everything?
There was the article recently that like announced the average male dick size.
What is it?
It's actually a little less than 5.5.
Really? Is
it was like in America.
I think between 5.5 and 6 or something.
No, I think 5.5 is the like universal or is the world average, and in America it's actually a little less than 5.5.
Why do Americans have smaller penises in the world?
Hold on, let me ask Siri.
Go, do it. See what she says.
Oh, she says, go fuck yourself.
Oh, wow.
That's weird.
That's that first question, dude. Come on, stop wasting time.
Sure. Hey, guys. So I'll cut to the chase. My girlfriend and I are leaving for college soon, and I love this girl, and I can't see myself without her. She's an actor, which is awesome. Then we had the discussion about her being in a role where she will have to kiss somebody else. I'm the only guy she's ever done anything with, and this makes me even more against her being in that role. What bothers me more is that kissing her is something that I only see myself doing. It's that small, intimate thing that is special to me. And I feel like a shitty boyfriend every time I think like this, but I don't think it should be something I have to share. What bothers me more is just that she doesn't seem to care about kissing another guy, and then I'm the bad guy. But am I really that bad if I just don't want her to kiss somebody else or make out with strangers on stage in front of a bunch of other strangers when she doesn't even do that with me in front of people? I want to be able to just nip this in the bud and be a better boyfriend, but I think I find it
nip
hard
to... Nip it in the bud? Is that true? That's the phrase?
Yeah.
What does that mean, nip it in the bud?
Nip it in the bud, like before it blooms.
Oh, wow. I've been saying that wrong the whole time.
I just want to nip this in the bud and be a better boyfriend, but I find it hard to watch my girlfriend make out with some dude, then be expected to clap afterwards. Obviously, I'm an extremely jealous boyfriend, so that definitely adds to the issue as well. But still, what do I do? Help. Please.
This guy like went off the rails as he was writing this email. He got angrier and angrier.
Amir read it like that as well. And Amir read it like
that was my decision.
Seinfeld.
Yeah. So what's the deal with this guy?
You interpreted it and you acted in the way that led us to interpret this exact same way.
What's the deal with this guy?
Nice.
I mean, what does he have to do? Should he be upset that his girlfriend is making out with a mommy?
This is how Ben's going to host the episode from now on.
I've never seen you do an impression. That's like not part of your comedy thing.
I can do an impression of the woodchuck in Full House.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Ready?
Yep.
The truth of the world.
Wow, how does that come out of your mouth?
It's also Smeagol from Lord of the Rings. Filthy little hobbitses.
Filthy little hobbitses.
That's so bizarre.
What else can I do? I used to be able to do a couple. Not very well. I've been on a cartoon for like 3 years.
Randy Cunningham.
I do the great Randy Cunningham, ninth grade ninja. whoever watches. 100 episodes, 2 seasons.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
How many times have you guys been on the show?
0. You won't have us.
She wants to be in the middle.
We knock on the trailer wall and door and you just never let us in.
Hilarious that you think voiceovers have trailers. So let's talk about this.
Sure.
But before, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
No.
Dating an actress who has to kiss another guy.
This is the problem. And it's going to be a problem forever, unfortunately, if you date an actress. She is going to have roles, especially if she's a female, that she's going to have to kiss the opposite sex. And it is very weird. And I have gone through that weirdness. And there's no other profession outside of pornography, I guess. But is there any other profession that you, and by the way, kissing is the lowest of it. I've had scenes where you have to have sex with women and you're naked with them and stuff like that.
Well, my dad's a tax lawyer and he's
constantly
where he's had to have sex or hook up with a secretary.
That's not true.
Well,
and your dad listens to this. Now he feels terrible.
He really wanted to.
And I hung out with your whole family a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Yeah, he really wanted to.
But I mean, like Ben saying, it's not acting is the only profession where you have to kiss somebody. My dad had to.
Wait, prove me wrong, children. Prove me wrong, Seymour Skinner.
Yep.
Prove me wrong.
Prove me wrong, children.
Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong and tell me, is there another profession?
That forces you to kiss somebody?
Acting?
A lip doctor?
No.
Oh, no. Or a real profession?
Oh, CPR, lifeguard.
Enthusiast. That's good.
Mouth to mouth.
That's good. That's mouth to mouth, I guess. You're right.
That'd be funny.
Oh, doctors see each other naked. Doctors see patients naked.
Yeah. But imagine if you got pissed at your husband, the lifeguard, for saving a life. Like, you were making out with that chick.
It was incredible. I saw the life come back into her eyes.
Yeah, that's how hard you were kissing her. You were Frenching her in front of
everybody. The other version of this is this.
I've been waiting 5 years for that woman to choke on something so I could kiss her.
The saddest thing would be if the lady didn't make it.
She's dead.
Not yet. She's not.
You kissed her to death.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, you cheated on me with a corpse.
Oh, baby. One time I kissed a corpse so hard it came back to life.
You're
a hero, but so creepy, sir.
My favorite part of this email is that he explains to us why it bothers him, as if like we didn't know. Like, what bothers me is that kissing her is something that I only see myself doing.
It's a special little thing that I have.
You think invented kissing? Is that what you think you did?
Don't tell anybody else, because other people can start doing it.
She's starting to bring this smash lip thing that we do, and like turning it into a national phenomenon.
He's also making like her profession. It starts to be like she's going to get roles where she has to kiss people. And then he goes on to just sort of demean the entire idea of acting. Like, she's going to kiss a stranger on stage in front of a bunch of other strangers.
By the way,
it's
weird.
And I have to clap afterwards.
The clap afterwards
is
hilarious.
Like, it's a good thing.
Like, I'm proud of her.
Oh, you mean she booked a role she's excited about? A lot of people show up to her show, and then people clap afterwards? That does sound really nice.
Yeah, but at the same time, she had to press her face.
Also, you're a freshman in college, so you guys are definitely going to break up. If she's the only girl you've ever kissed...
Don't worry about it.
Of course, wish her Godspeed on her journey and break up now.
Ben, what's the farthest you've gone with a chick off camera?
Ooh.
One time I did Smash Mouth.
What's that?
Where you take both your lips and you push them together and you go...
With the guy from Smash Mouth.
Oh, yeah. You have to make out the guy from Smash Mouth.
Wait, what's the most intense sexual thing you've done on camera?
Like, kind of... I've done sex scenes. I've done making out.
Sex? Like, how does that work? You're wearing underwear and so is she.
Well, it matters. It matters what type of production you're on. If you're on a show that's on something like she... my first sex scene ever, the woman who's gorgeous, who was... had something in her rider that she couldn't show her ass or vagina. So they couldn't show my ass and vagina is right there. So they couldn't show
your
mine.
Vagina?
My vagina right there. Oh
my God.
My ass and vagina is in the same space. So I was able to wear, she was wearing like skin color panties and I just wore like tidy whities and rolled them up. So like whatever. But in House of
Lies. She was topless?
She was wearing a see-through bra. I don't think she let anybody look at her breasts either. But that was us going through the motions of sex and showing like my chest and other. But I've been naked,
fully naked.
No, in Showtime for Showtime, I think they can show my ass. They have I don't know, but they make you wear this terrible thing and it's called a modesty sock, I think. And what it is, it's like a little pouch. You know, like when you're younger and you had marbles. Yeah. But you know, you put your penis in it too. You have to scrunch all your business together, so it's like you put it all in there,
and
right?
Tie it up like marbles,
and then you tie up the top.
Oh,
so it can't whatever.
Oh,
it's no fun. Oh. It is no fun.
So you couldn't even get hard if you wanted to.
No, you could get hard.
I'll break through the sack.
You can break through that sack.
Have you ever gotten
absolutely
hard in it?
No, because I've been so nervous about it because I've been very fortunate where such lovely, nice women are there who are also gorgeous. You know what I mean? So it's like...
Have you ever had to grind against a topless woman?
Yes. She was on top of me.
You're in this pouch and she's
no,
topless.
No, that I was wearing my pants still.
Oh, but she's grinding on you.
The only time I wore that pouch was when there's a scene where I was naked in the back of a car. So it had to look like I was totally naked. All the other ones are like the beginning. So this year I have a couple sex scenes, but it's mostly the very beginning of it, right before we get started. So it's before, it's like whatever. Right. It's like a lot of making out.
You fall onto the bed and then it
cuts
away.
But by the way, it's crazy because you're still like, I'll always, every time I'll be going up to the actress, like whatever you're, because it's our show and they're usually the guest star.
Right.
So like whatever you're comfortable with, whatever you feel like I will do as, I want to make you as comfortable as possible. Will make you feel like this isn't a big thing. So if you want to just no tongue, 100%, no touching, anything you wish, would be totally fine.
Isn't that not your decision to make?
No, it kind of is. I've been on the show. We've been on the show for so long that if the director's like, yeah, but you need to be, I was like, you know what? We'll sell it. Just if it makes her uncomfortable, it's crazy. If it makes her uncomfortable, there's no reason to make her
then
feel
then choose another job, sweetheart. That's what you say every time she says, actually, no tongue. I don't think so. Director.
You're fired.
You Jesus. Bite into an onion.
But there are actresses that are like, let's do it like we would be doing. Let's do it real. Like we right, would be doing.
That's the art.
And I agree. And by the way, that for the most part, I believe is the correct way of doing it.
Does it ever? Do you ever feel connected or aroused or?
Like, yes, you do. There are sometimes where you 100%. It's by the way, it's the same with when you kiss a woman in real life. There's sometimes where you like feel connected and like, oh my god, this girl is amazing at this. There's a great connection.
There's a camera and a crew around. I've never had sex scenes. I've never even had tongue kissing scenes. But like when I've had like smooch stuff or like fake makeout. Oh wait, I did have a sex scene once.
You had a fake out makeout.
I had a fake sex.
Did
scene.
Did you kiss the person?
Yeah, but it was like there. It was so. I don't know. I felt nothing. There wasn't like. Not even a
yeah, but that's what you do when you're actually cheating on your girlfriend. So that's not like a good indication. What about you, Ben? What do you feel like when you're kissing someone and you're in a relationship?
I will say this: it was if you've ever dated an actress before, there is it's weird. It's a weird feeling that let's say you care about someone, you kiss them, and you're like, oh, this week sometime you have a sex scene with somebody, or you have that girl has a makeout scene with someone. It's weird. It is very weird. I it's something that this guy it's hard to get over. But he's obviously he runs a little bit jealous regardless. But it's a tough thing. I don't know how to explain it because also like it's so weird because then you can watch it also and you can watch that person make out. Like all those scenes that I'm making out with those girls are on television or yeah. whatever.
But you're an actor too. So like you have to be – it seems like you have
yes,
to be more
lenient.
Yes,
I understand it totally. Yes, yes, yes.
If you're like a random – like a student or a plumber and then you have to see your wife or girlfriend
well, make
out with another
guy. This
guy's
also already really, really jealous. Think about it. He's seething. And his girlfriend doesn't have a role where she has to kiss him.
And by the way, it may be there's so many different types of kisses. It could just be like a little peck and it means nothing. But if it's like, you know, there are scenes that we've done where it's like really like we're on each other. She's all over me. I'm making out with her and throwing her on a bed, stuff like that. That's a totally different kissing scene than I'll see you later. I'll see you later. Kiss and
right.
leave.
And say goodbye.
But it's a very weird thing because also you want to try your best to be in the moment. Like I learned from improv and then I never really went through acting school. I never went through acting school. But for improv, you want to be in the moment. You want to say yes and you want to make something with someone else. You always want to – in a scene, you want to like – if the when we – the three of us fuck – or when the three of us write, we play with each other. We like talk to each other and we make it work.
We play with each other's dicks.
Yeah, we play with each other's dicks anytime we write. And then anytime Jake comes, we're like, that's a good joke.
the idea
only
comes
when something's really funny.
Only. And so Jake only comes in at his own jokes, by the way.
So sad.
But there is this weird moment when you're like making out with someone. And then if you're single, by the way, it's going to – if you're single, there's like no – you don't feel as bad at all. You just don't feel as bad at all. But when you're – if let's say you're going out with someone and you're making out with someone – you just don't – you just – it feels so weird. You know what I mean?
Does it feel weird to see or to be in that? Like are you feeling more weird when you're making out when you see your girlfriend making out?
Do I?
What's worse for you?
Oh, my God. If watching a girl make out that I'm dating or something like that. Yeah, of course. This scene – I don't know when this comes out.
The worst thing I could imagine is being the guy, having a girl be upset, going making out, and then coming home. And then that first conversation – How was set today?
How was the scene?
It was good. It was a fine day.
But think about sex scenes when the girl – I've had scenes where girls are totally naked in front of me. Totally naked and wearing like a tiny – there's a little triangle they put over their pubic region. That's the only thing they have covering themselves.
And what do they do?
A modesty triangle?
I forget what it's called. It's called something. I forget what it's called. I have an amazing story. I wonder if I can tell it.
Oh, my God. You can't do that in the knot.
All right. There's a sex scene and we're in Vegas. So, by the way, some of these make out. I don't know if anybody watches House of Lies on the show, but the last episode, or I guess it'll be a couple episodes by the time this airs, there's a girl that I have a bunch of make out scenes with. She has a boyfriend in real life. She's so sweet, such a great actress. Her name is Valerie Curry, and she was great in these scenes. You know what I mean? But she's amazing because at the same time, her boyfriend was on set sometimes. And he was never for the. Oh, there was a kissing scene he was on set for. Oh, no, I don't know if we kissed. We didn't kiss. But, like, he was so sweet. He was an actor also, so he knew what was going on and stuff like that. She's, like, a pro and amazing. She was great at it. There are some people that are a little bit more awkward about it. There are some people that are not as – or, like, I remember there. I did a short film once, and it was just – she had never done a kissing scene before, and I made her as comfortable as possible and everything. And it was just very weird because you could tell how nervous she is. And when someone's kissing and they're nervous, you could feel it.
Right.
And so
I only feel that. I've never kissed a girl who's at ease.
Oh, really?
She's always like,
give me a situation where you're kissing someone.
So like I'm on the end of a date and it's going, all right, as far as I'm concerned, it's going great. And she's probably not feeling it. And then
she's
at the end of the night,
because I split the bill.
A lot of times she's upset. Yeah, it's not mad or anything. She's
so what
just
do you
upset.
Usually say? Do you say the wallet's on the car? Or do you say what's your line?
Like, why don't we get this out of the way now? Because I feel like I don't want to have the first kiss later.
Do you say that for real?
And then I can feel the hair on her back stand. She's so disgusted by that.
Right.
And she tenses up like this. She's like pushing her shoulder blades together in the back. Like that's how much it
like a cat.
But what happens?
Right, or someone spilled hot water down her back. It's like, ah. Like,
have you ever done that? Have you ever? By the way, that line is extraordinary. Have you ever used that line? Because my question is, what happens if the girl doesn't want to make out with you? If they're like, I want to see how this date goes before.
You're talking about actually using that line
in real life. Yeah.
Oh, that's actually a line from Annie Hall. It worked in Annie Hall.
He
picks it up. He's like, we might as well get this over with now.
Yes,
okay,
I remember.
Great,
that.
Now it's over.
Have you ever used that?
No, never. Of course not.
Jakey?
No, definitely not.
Because you're a terrible person.
Because I think it's a terrible person thing to do to say, let's kiss now before you know me.
What happens if I don't like you? Yeah, it would be so crazy. All right, this is my crazy story. We're in Vegas. There's a scene where I'm having sex with someone. This is a scene, obviously. I'm having sex with someone. John Cheadle is the star of our show. Don Cheadle's having sex with someone, and another actor is having sex with someone in the same room. And the camera move is, I wonder if I've ever said this before. I'm sure it's fine. The camera move is from Cheadle to the other person, and then you wipe across the room, and it's to me.
Is it a special effect, or you guys actually fake doing it in the
Cheadle
same,
is
same time?
Completely naked with the modesty sock on, so you can see his ass and everything in the shot also. The other guy, totally naked with the modesty sock on, and they're having sex with these two gorgeous women, by the way. And I'm having sex with a beautiful woman as well, but I'm totally clothed. The joke was that I was having sex with her totally clothed. So I go up to him before and I say the same thing I've said with any person. And I was like, hey, just so you know, anything you like, tell me what you're comfortable with. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. And she laughs, but she goes, she goes, baby, listen to me. I'm a softcore porn actress. You could do whatever you want.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, and she's like, are you nervous now? And I'm like, no, I'm going to be fine.
What is softcore versus regular
softcore
porn?
Means there's no penetration, but they simulate everything. So there's no actual penis and vagina, but it's like it looks like there is. They're on top of each other and all that stuff.
Wow. What's the point of that?
Because you can't show penetration on Showtime or HBO or like, you know, Skinamax. Gosh. Remember all those things when we were kids?
Yeah.
I don't know if it still exists now. There's so much porno. I wonder if it does. But so I was like, okay, very nice woman. She's
I thought that's what you said. Okay, very nice.
Very nice woman.
All right. Very nice.
Yes. And it was a Swedish girl. It was a Swedish woman.
She was the Swedish
woman. No. The Cheeto had this Swedish woman that kind of didn't speak total English. I had this beautiful, a black woman. And then there was, I forget what, an Asian woman was. We had like, it was like all different ethnicities.
It was the UN.
It was great. It was the UN of softcore porno fucking on the thing. We were in Vegas in a place that had windows, see-through windows. And we were to have sex, the two people had sex with them against the window. So essentially, if you were looking in that day, it would have looked like Don Cheadle and this other person were fucking these two girls. Because the cameras are behind them.
Yeah.
So the camera move is this. I wonder if this is too graphic, Jake. I know your family listens to this.
It's all right, Mama. Turn down the podcast. Love you, bitch.
Hey, did you give the Simpsons script that I gave you to your family? Or
yes,
no? Did you?
I gave it to my father. I thought I texted you. I did.
I did give you one, right?
You gave me one to give to my dad, and I gave it to him.
And
I texted you, and I said he loved it.
All right, good. That makes me happy.
He does love it.
All right, good. I'm happy that I could talk about your father right in the middle of the sex story.
Hi, Daddy.
Hello, Daddy.
I love your money, Father.
So the move is Cheadle, this other guy, and then me, and I'm having sex with this woman on a chair. And the whole idea is she's on her back, and then that's why this is graphic. I apologize. But if you watch the episode, it's in there. And when the camera comes to me, I'm to flip her so her head is over the top of the chair, and I'm to have sex with her from behind.
Okay.
Okay? And she goes beforehand, and she's totally naked off the bat, and she didn't want to wear the little piece that covers because she's like, everybody's seen me. And I was like, well, I was totally clothed, so it didn't matter for me. And I was supposed to just like pretend to have sex with her. And when you're pretending to have sex with someone and you're wearing that little pouch or like you're wearing only your underwear, it's really hard. It's really scary and hard because you're like, oh, it's going to be so hard to not get excited. But when you're fully clothed, it's a little bit easier for 100 different reasons. So so the first take, she's like, you can do anything you want. Don't worry. I have another story, but I won't say. And so it goes. They go, we're going to do the first one so you guys don't have to pretend to have sex with it. So it's Cheadle. The camera move is Cheadle, the hilarious scene is with this end of the party, and all of a sudden we're just all having sex in the same room. Cheadle, the other guy, I see the camera coming, and in the meantime, I'm kind of in the background, and she is acting like Hercules is fucking her. She's like, and so like I had to catch up my ferociousness in my sex to meet the levels of like what she was throwing out there. It was so funny. And then the camera was on us, and so I flipped her over, and she was such a pro with it. Like the move was so sexy and cool.
Yeah.
And then I'm having sex with her from behind, and she's so gorgeous, this beautiful black woman in front of me. And I take her hair and I pull her hair, as sometimes men do when they're having sex with women from behind, and she's wearing a weave. And the weave goes, boop, and I pull it off her head.
You pulled like, her hair off.
So her hair was to the left side of her hair, and she did not break, and she was acting like Thor himself was fucking her with his hammer. And she was like, ah! And her hair was barely hanging on, and she's trying to fix her hair while having sex. And they finish the little scene, they go cut, and she cracks up. She laughs. I was like, oh my God, she's gonna kill me. She laughs up. She's like, oh, I should have said you could do anything but touch my hair. Oh. I was like, I apologize. I was so Jewish in that moment. I was like, I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
Oh gosh, I really apologize. Did they keep that take as a joke?
It exists somewhere, but they did not use that take.
Wait, did that episode come out?
Season two, when we were in Vegas, yeah.
Great.
And literally it happens where they change it to, I'm having sex, the guy's having sex next to me, and we high five, which is so stupid. But by the way, can I say, there's a scene, if anybody ever sees that episode, I don't remember what episode it's in, the scene right after that, the three of us are all hungover, me, Cheadle, and this guy we're doing business with, are all hungover eating brunch, and it's an awesome scene. I remember Cheadle and I being like, that was a good one, man.
Yeah.
And anytime Cheadle like even hints at like, that was better than shitty,
yeah,
like he's like, hey, that was good. I was like, oh, baby.
Can I be in Hotel Rwanda too? Hotel for Dogs, Rwanda edition.
He was in Hotel for Dogs as well, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Two hotel movies?
Yeah, two hotel movies.
When they ask you to do stuff that's like so cringeworthy, like high-fiving while having sex,
yeah,
do you ever like...
Yeah, I'll say, yeah, you know what? I don't think that'll happen. But this, we're both hammered, and it was me, and my character was a real douchebag at the time, right. And it was literally, the other guy's last name was Dushkin,
yeah.
So they were called the Douchebag Twins.
Oh, that's
funny. So like it was perfect... My character would do it for his character.
Right.
Because he wants it so bad. He wants that high five so bad, and yeah. I'm trying to get his business.
Yeah.
That, of course, yeah. Same reason why we'd all have sex in the same room. There's no reason. We want to close the deal.
Yeah.
So that's why we all did it. Yeah.
That's why you closed the deal.
Oh. But that is that's the funniest sex story I've got.
That's good. So,
what about funniest real sex story?
Sure. Okay. So me, Cheadle, are having sex in the same room in Vegas.
No one else is in there.
Nobody else is in there. We're both jerking off to different types of porn.
Him softcore.
Him softcore. Me, I'm jerking off to his Captain Planet videos. I'm Funny or Die. There's always fun. By the way, there's a great beginning of a sex scene this year between me and Valerie Curry, which is so sweet and lovely and like. I feel like kind of encompasses what like sex scenes or what's like fun if you like the person's sex can be like or start or stuff like that. And we're like laughing and having fun and it's kind of cute and sexy. And
do you ever laugh while you're having sex for real?
You'll play not like laugh, but the beginning when you're like kissing someone or like stuff like
right,
that
before there's actual penetration.
Yeah. Now when I'm having sex, well, like Jake, everybody knows when you have sex, you sing the Lion King theme at the beginning, right?
The peña, the mabita,
my peña, right in your vagina.
That's good.
Oh, try it. Ready? Very close.
All right.
Let's hit a commercial.
Yeah, that's actually good timing. Let's actually do a commercial. We'll be right back with Matt Schwartz.
Got the worst gum ever. Are you kidding, dude?
Dude, I've counted like four waters since I got here.
Nope.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike, like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar. But for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah. Kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz, and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you. All right, we're back, and you the microphone.
It's a very sexual one. We did a very sexual show.
Yeah. I just realized you probably didn't give this guy advice. We just talked about our.
Oh, okay. This is the advice.
I told him to break up with this girl.
No, that's a terrible advice.
No, it's not. He's a bad boyfriend.
No, this is what you got to do. You have to learn that it's a part of her job, unfortunately, and it's something you're gonna have to deal with. Also, you have to understand that you might be a little bit jealous, but it's a jealousy that comes from something that makes sense. It's not a jealousy like, oh my God, who is she out with tonight? It's literally my girlfriend's gonna kiss a very attractive guy probably tonight. So I understand that it's rooted in something. It is going to be to you. She is nervous about it as well. She's more nervous about it than you are, dude. It's her first time kissing someone on camera or on stage. Be as supportive as you can. You could be like, hey, you know what? This makes me feel uncomfortable, but I'm supportive of you. Please, whatever. If you'd like her and you dig her, you gotta hope and cross your fingers that it's fine. The other thing is, you're so young. You're 21 years old and.
18.
You're 18?
They're about college. To be freshman
going
into
college.
Oh, wow. So,
break up.
No, not break up. But you'll see how strong it is. But it is something you can't make her feel bad for. Don't make her feel ashamed. She's just as nervous as you are. Let her do her thing and be supportive. If it's a live show, I would show up to the live show and support her. If it's on whatever.
You gotta kick that dude's ass afterwards.
Green Giant.
You know, you find the that guy's girlfriend, you know, her stage partner.
Oh. Give me a Jake and a Jake, yeah. Jake. What I get? Oh, God, Jake, your rhythm.
Sorry.
Try it again. Ready?
Yep.
Give me a Jake and Jake.
No, I was that right? See, the problem is I don't know when I'm wrong.
Then just
you don't
going.
Know when to start. Right.
Give me a Jake and Jake. I want a Jake and a Jake. And oh, you had it and you lost it.
Cool.
How can you play guitar but you can't do that? That makes no sense.
Well, guitar's just like steady all the time. It's like da na na na.
No, it's not.
I don't know. I don't know how I know how to play guitar.
He's great at guitar. Ladies, no, my Mercedes. Have you ever given your phone number out on this podcast?
No,
it's sort of like it's a cool hip-hop thing to do, though.
Oh, really? You give out your own phone number on a song?
Big Sean does it on his album. Somebody else?
No, he does not.
Yeah,
gives his actual phone numbers. No way, it's his real.
Yeah, somebody else did it before him, and I can't remember who it was.
And said what? Call me.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's like, Big Sean's line is like, "You think I'm not? You say you can't get in touch with me, or like." Whatever, and then he just says his number.
Oh wow!
I called it.
It's a 555.
No, it's. I mean, I think I don't know if it was. I think it was his real number.
Hey, how do you ask questions? By the way, on the podcast.
What do you mean? How do I ask questions?
No, like how do you get people to ask questions?
Oh, people can email ifireyoushow@gmail.com.
Speaking of, let's answer another question.
All right, we got time for one last one.
What, dude?
I just don't get what the point of the show is.
Of course you do.
That was the point of the show. You just gave this guy bad advice.
I gave him good advice.
I think you should break up.
Why? Because he's so young?
Yeah.
What happens if that's the girl he loves?
You're the tiebreaker.
You could stick it out. If the jealousy is indeed too much for you to handle, then you don't have to make her feel
bad. See how it feels. Go through it once.
Yeah, go through it once.
You might get better at it. By the way, she's not every scene, she's not going
to
be kissing her.
Yeah, yeah. It's not as big of a deal as he's making out to be.
It does suck, though. I hear you and I feel for you.
All right. One last question. One last time.
One more time.
We need a male name.
Yeah, yeah.
Male name.
You guys may not know about this, about Jake and Amir, but they love to dance.
Yeah.
Do you talk about it on the podcast?
I guess we talk about going out dancing.
They go out dancing, and it is something, it is a joy that I forgot that I had until Jake and Amir had pushed me to go out dancing a couple times, and we had a blast.
Yeah, dancing's fun.
And then we've gone out many times
since.
The
only bad part is that it kind of ruins regular bars, because then it's like, oh, what am I doing here if there's not
music
being
played? Well, to
be
fair, we don't go to club. Oh, I guess one time we went to club. But I would never go to like a techno club.
No,
I don't
not
really,
like EDM.
No, I mean, by the way, more power to you, and I saw a documentary on it. Love the community around it, but I love hip-hop and R&B. I would love to. Those type of places.
There's not enough hip-hop bars. There's literally a couple.
It's crazy to me. Well, I know Samantha Ronson does a show on Fairfax every now and then. I was like, we got to go to that. It's people dancing to the best. She's so good. But why are there not more hip-hop and R&B in Los Angeles?
I don't know. But Jake found one that's every Saturday night.
Oh, maybe we do that soon.
Yeah.
Starts this Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
My friend's wedding is this weekend.
I'm also going away this weekend. But we'll get back.
I'm so
like
sorry.
That video.
All right. Ready? Oh, guy's name.
Sure. This guy is brought to you by Energizer Batteries. Oh. And his name is...
You brought your own sponsor.
His name is Larence. That's Larrence.
Hmm.
Larence O'Dalagules.
Oh. Is he Jewish?
No, he's Irish.
Oh.
O'Dalagules.
We had a guy named Larence in one of our videos once, didn't we?
Ghoul. Larence. Isn't a ghoul like a ghost?
Yes.
Why doesn't nobody say ghouls anymore?
I say ghoul.
Do you?
I will say ghoul every day.
You bet. What's my favorite line you do in Jake and Amir?
What's that?
From the Pirates of the Caribbean trailer. Do it.
Oh, the one.
Do it from the trailer.
Wait, you best start believing.
Yeah, yeah, do it, do it. Do
you
it.
Want me to do the Jake and Amir line or the other line?
Jake and Amir line.
Opinions are like assholes, Jake. You are one.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it.
Asshole.
You that's like me. Asking someone to do an impression of me like that. Trying to think
no, that's not
do.
Good. All right. Larence writes.
I met him in a lake down in Dago by where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. I changed your rhythm. S-O-D-A soda. Now speed it up. I saw the little run sitting there on a log. He asked me his name, and in a raspy voice, he said, Yoda.
Yoda.
Was that all right?
It's great.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys.
No, I did it!
Hey, guys. Broke up with a girlfriend of 3 years a couple months ago. I've been about joining Tinder /Hinge/etc. for a while, but was worried about running into the ex on there. How long should I wait before getting these apps? Have you ever run across an ex on Tinder? Best, Lawrence.
What's his last name?
Odalagul.
I'm not on those, so you guys have to answer it, but I can give you general sweeps. Are you guys both on Tinder?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to talk about it on the podcast?
Yeah.
Are you on Tinder? Didn't you make a poster of his Tinder profile?
I did.
God, that was so funny. By the way, you may not know, but Jake is very funny. You probably don't know from the short films because he's so bad in them. And he's so bad and unfunny in all the Jake and
appearances. This is a compliment.
You probably don't know. Please. Because like his performance is lackluster and his writing is poor.
But he's actually... his writing is poor.
But he's really
But he's a legit
dude.
5 out of 10. Yeah.
He's not funny like the things he says or does, but just like the mistakes he made. Just yeah, like listen, look at him. Like he's so dumb.
Yeah.
Matt Besser once said that a great straight man is one of the hardest things in the universe to find. You have to be so good and so funny to pull it off. And
yeah, I Jake feel like is. The only thing harder than that is to be like the funny, silly, wacky guy.
That's the cake. People want to laugh at that. Without Jake, you make no sense.
That's right.
Fuck that.
Do you realize when I do shorts, it's harder for you and me to both be crazy at the same time because yeah. It's just too much?
Well, what about
but also,
when we had Thomas and you and me and Jake? It was a fucking shite
and Milana
show.
Being crazy.
Yeah.
I will say one of my favorite things when I watch Jake and Amir, and I've seen quite a few, is when Jake breaks, because he gives you he gives you the character, and then he breaks it by going, like when he tries to be too fratty or too cool.
Yeah.
I go nuts for that character of Jake. There was one where, or like, there's
the Amanda
a moment.
Bynes, where I have Amanda Bynes' phone number, and he like turns it on. He's like, "You didn't tell me you had an in with Bynes."
She's all that. There's three versions of those. There's that Jake. There's the Jake where, in episode one of the two-parter we did.
The bad impressions.
When he's doing those impressions. Are there going to be deleted scenes?
Yeah, we should do that. We have outtakes for that.
But man, he was making us laugh just because he commits so, he wants people to think he's cool. It's really so funny. Do. The second there's a shred of doubt that someone doesn't think he's cool, he tries harder than Amir tries.
Did I do, Dan?
This is my favorite analysis of our character.
It's really, really funny. I think there's different shades of what Jake is, and I think the real one is probably the most crazy one.
That is true.
But it was, oh, God, it's crazy. We're not going to do it again. We're never going to do Jake and Amir again.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sad? Have you talked about it on the podcast?
I feel nothing.
No, you feel. Well, you always feel
greed
nothing.
And
Jake
shame.
Has emotions. What do you think, Jake?
I'm really sad.
That was sad. Remember our last day? That was sad.
Yeah. I think when we were writing, it felt like, I don't know, our heads were down, we're just working on it. And then at the end of that long day when they're like, "That's a wrap on Ben," it was like
there was a great chance we would never see each other again.
It wasn't like that, but I mean, it was like thinking
it was sad. Well, I wrote the end of that thing so it would feel like sad. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember one of you guys were like, "Why are you doing this?"
Oh, when you hugged me?
Yeah, I thought, or like being like, "Hey, this was so fun." Like I wanted it to be genuine.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a real moment that we like snuck into the video.
Yeah. Then I did that, by the way, at the end of Parks and Rec. I did that as well. I don't know. Did you guys watch the finale of Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Did you?
We did.
The end of it, one of the lines was, "Hey, Leslie." And she turns around. I go, "I've always loved you." And I did it as sincere as possible. I wanted it to be like, for the first time, you see what he really thinks and what is like why he's been trying so hard this whole time.
Yeah.
Because he really loves Leslie. Like, he's in love with her. And if you watch it, it's like I almost cry in some of the takes.
Wow.
It's like I try to make it like genuine. And also, I think it makes it so funny that it's that whatever. And also, they did the funniest edit where after it, when she goes, "I know," I get up and like fist, whatever.
Bad fist pump.
And they black out to a commercial right after. It made me laugh so hard. But one of the things when we were shooting that Jake and Amir, because that was also a week of like when it aired, it was like the end of Parks and then the end of you guys. And those are all the things that I get to like be the silliest version of myself and have the most fun. you guys, without me knowing, because they're very nice, and they show me edits, each edit, and I get to give notes on rough cuts. I don't know if you do that with other guys, but
no.
Very, very nice of you. And because we write it together, and we kind of do the whole process together, and we go back, and they're very, very good at editing. But they added that montage. I had no idea there was a montage in the final one.
Of our old outtakes.
And I mean, I knew something was special with the copy, because Amir never emails me more than one. Amir would be like, hey, here's a new cut, tell me what you think. But then he like texted me and emailed me one more time, like, hey, you check it out. I was like oh, I'm working.
I think you'll find a special treat in this one.
I got emotional. I got close to a teary-eyed when I watched it. It was because it was like, oh my god, we've been doing it for this long.
Yeah.
And it was all
that that was what made me emotional,
really,
like going back and pulling those really old clips. It's like, holy shit. Look
so
at this.
Crazy. Really? And the best part, they were from the outtakes. They're from like it was like from us being us.
Yeah.
And laughing for real. That was us being us and laughing for real.
And then you doing your fake seal laugh and me not being able to control.
That was so crazy. I remember the first time I did it, you guys were nervous for some. You were nervous the first two times. I could tell you guys were nervous to like play.
Yeah, because we never stuff with a real comedian before.
Comedy,
it
maybe.
Still makes me nervous.
No, you're so comfortable now.
Oh, I'm terrified.
Think about the last one we did where you were doing those fucking, and I did that. The best part was.
That sounded like Jake.
And Dave did that.
No, and this, I did that, Dan.
And I did that, Dan. Yeah. And then the callback to that, which you guys don't even know until now, is when everybody goes, Norm. Jake goes, Dan. he doesn't even say Dan. He goes, Dan.
Like, look in my mouth. You know I'm saying Norm. And
that,
I did
that. Was really fun, too, for me to just, like, play with real-life Ben. I've never, ever done that before.
Oh, yeah, because I'm always a crazy character.
You're always insane.
I was the straight man.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So that was really interesting.
I was the straight man in that first episode. And also, remember that one that we did where you did the Cartman? And it was
that was the origin of, like, of the bad impressions. It was like me doing Batman.
Shit, man, that made me laugh so.
Respect my authority.
It made me laugh,
Carmen.
So, and then you had like some Beetlejuice or some weird like. Oh no, you were like Christian Bailey.
Oh yeah, you're gonna love mine. You're like Batman.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, Batman's over here too. Oh, wait, there was something that I
don't know. You guys could just watch the video, I guess.
Can we?
But Jake is incredibly funny. Amir gets a lot of credit, and Jake is incredibly funny as well.
I am really funny, everybody.
I hope your dad and your mom are listening now.
I hope my mom's listening.
And we are going to continue to collaborate. I don't know how. Oh, we know we're going to start to write stuff for fun. See if anybody wants to buy it. But
for fun and cash.
I mean, we'll see about the cash. But regardless, it'll be fun.
No, it won't be fun unless we're rich, baby.
See, this is the problem.
I'm rich.
What's the last part of that? Do you know the whole line?
Yeah.
What? Go, do it.
I'm rich, Jay.
See, this is where I get it, dude.
I'm rich, Jay.
Hey, I'm Rich Jay Leno.
Is that 45 minutes?
Ish. Let's talk to this guy really quickly.
On the phone?
Yep.
Here we go. Wait, he asked a question?
Yeah, he's like, can I join Tinder or do I have to wait a little bit?
Yeah, oh, yeah, whenever.
So are you on Tinder?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you see your ex. You just swipe her left. It's okay.
Or, like, the fact that you see her ex means that she's on it, too.
Yeah,
so she 100%. Can't get mad at you.
Also, if you swipe her left, there's a good chance. If you see her first, if you swipe her left, there's a good chance that you won't just show up in her queue.
Isn't it also fine to start? Like, do you give yourself like a, oh, I just broke up, I better take a week off respect? Like,
oh, I wouldn't go on Tinder immediately after, but he said he was months, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 100% fine. Now.
I wouldn't, and by the way, I'm also of the nature of, I wouldn't date anybody for a little bit. If someone meant something to you,
right,
out of respect, I would take a little bit of time. I don't think Jake is the same way.
Wait, what do you mean
if I was not trying to date anybody and I just wanted something that wasn't serious, I would immediately go to Tinder. That's where you get that stuff.
Do you mean you would even try not to bone a girl?
Yeah, but I'm a weirdo in that stuff. I'm like, so you know what? If I cared about someone, because I felt like if I went out with a girl and I actually loved her, I really cared about her, and then I found out 3 days after we broke up she had sex with a guy, I'd be like, oh, that's terrible. That just makes me feel disgusting.
So you wouldn't do that to
her. So I waited a little bit. Yeah,
That's very thoughtful of you.
I usually like to wait to at least like 3 or 4 weeks before we break up.
Oh my god.
Jake's funny too.
Dude, this episode is so much better than the first one.
Are you kidding me, dude?
The first one was so boring. This one is so much better, right?
Because we talked about sex.
Instead of drums.
There's only one thing that can make it better. I'm going to get it up while we keep going.
Thank you, Ben, for coming by.
Is that it?
Yeah. We gave advice. We were here for about an hour. If you have your own questions, your own theme song submissions, send them on down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Ben, do you have anything you want to plug?
I do. By the way, am I allowed to plug something or no?
You can say whatever you want.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay, there is something that means a lot to me that I'd like to plug.
Okay.
He's back.
Oh, yeah, I would like to, when is this coming out?
Sometime in the next couple weeks, March.
Oh, House of Lies would be wrapping up. Guys, give House of Lies a shot this year. And also, the writers gave me these amazing arcs, and I have these beautiful dramatic beats. It's really sweet.
I should watch this season. My brother says he loves it now.
It's so, this season is, I mean, all the seasons are great, but this season there, I mean, the characters are set. People know who they are, and now we get to really play, like, I have a father. The craziest thing that's ever happened in any TV show I've ever done happens in the next 3 weeks.
Whoa.
Yeah, by Whoa. Far the craziest storyline. And also there's like those sex scenes we talked about, how you get to see like sparks with people, and like we try to play it out, and there's more than two people involved in this thing, and it's fun. But I get these really great words that these writers wrote me, and that's
an example
about my character.
What's an example of one of the great words?
My poopy smells like toot toot.
And you say that.
Yeah. Oh, but there's one great one.
Oh, really?
But there is it's a really good season. Give it a shot. It's on Showtime, 10 p.m. Sundays. And go on Showtime anytime. You can watch every single episode. Watch the House of Lies improv special I did. It's on there.
On demand.
Yeah. Go to rejectedjokes.com. Follow me on Twitter at rejectedjokes. And that's it.
Dang. You want to do an outro song? Because you said you were going to do one after Jake did his
last
one.
Yep.
I'm going to give the guitar to Amir.
We can't play more than 4 seconds at a time. Lawyers will be on our ass.
Do you know how to play guitar?
Kind of.
Oh my god, this is amazing. Oh,
just the high part from the Weezer song.
Already?
You can play a Weezer song. I just make up different words. The world has turned. You know that?
Just the high part from Buddy Holly.
Which?
Oh, I know this part.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Regular song.
She's a J girl, crazy about denim, and a Amir girl, likes colorful socks too. She's a free girl, touching Jake and Amir, have a threesome, but be safe too. 'Cause I'm free. Free ballin'. Thank you guys. If I Were You show. Thank you for having me. I'll never
Thank
see
you
again.
All right. Goodbye forever.
Hey, everybody. I don't know if you've heard, but your favorite website, Chive.com, now has words, and it's come in the form of our shiny new podcast, Right Over at Podcast One. So join us. I'm John Rezik. This is Bob Phillip.
Hi.
Every Thursday for a mix of Chive culture, celebrity interviews, and offbeat current events. You never know who's going to drop by the studio, and you certainly never know what we're going to say to them. So it's the Chive podcast. It's total ear candy. There's no snark involved in this, and you can download it now at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Podcast1.com.